hope we're on. And this is Arian, and we're going to be channeling Aruhatala, of course, today. It's really good to be back here doing this. I say this, and she's going to too. She will start out by channeling the white Christed light, and then we will go right into stuff. Anyways, so I would like to remind you that we are on Kathy's Distant Echoes, and we are, and I hope you will be seeing some of her other episodes from other company people as well. Okay, so let's get started. So when Aruhatala channels the white Christed light and grounds everybody, it's really a great way to start, get everything going. And then we can go from there. Last time, we didn't cover everybody. And so one of the things that I'm going to try to do is, if there are people online, I try to get as many people as I possibly can. I feel kind of bad that she talks a lot, as you've probably figured out. I talk some too, but she talks a lot because she wants to be sure that everybody gets what's important. So at any rate, we're going to try to make it to cover everyone. And if there's not a lot of people, then well, she'll talk more. Okay. So what I'd like to do is just, before we start, bring her in. Okay, dear ones. So I don't know how many people are listening now or how many people will listen in the future, but before I do any of my work, I really like to have everybody grounded and have this white Christed light energy run through them. And the reason is because it helps you hear what I have to say, and it helps you process more easily. So just imagine a crystalline grounding cord going all the way up from the center of the earth, all the way through you, expanding so it surrounded you so that you are inside this grounding cord and going all the way up into the sun. Now, you can also ground your house, your room, wherever you're listening from, and every part of your situation, where if you're at a work situation, you can ground your office, you can ground your desk, you can ground the whole building. It's always really nice to ground wherever you are, because a lot of stuff is going around, and if you're in a place where there's a lot of chaos or a lot of activity, just grounding the room or grounding that whole building makes things a lot easier, believe it or not, because you can then function more easily being back in your body, and other people can as well, and there's not as much chaos as there is when people are ungrounded. Not as many bosses screaming and yelling and people running around, can't do this, need to find that. It calms things down. So whether you're in your home, whether you're in your office, or whether you're just out on the road or somewhere where you can just listen to this, take a deep breath, allow me to run the white Christed light through me into you. And grounding allows you to get back in your body, and cleaning with the white Christed light allows you to give yourself a spiritual scrub, a spiritual tune-up, in a way that you are allowing yourself to release what no longer is serving you, to realign what is at your highest level of being, to feel attuned to the cosmos, attuned to your highest self, attuned to source, God, goddess, universe, whatever you'd like to call it, attuned to oneness, reminding you that you are indeed one. You're part of oneness. You're functioning as a unit rather than a bunch of different parts of you. This allows you to become more unified. It allows you to feel that all of you, all parts of you, all of your being is moving forward into the next level of your development. And I say this because I talk about fifth dimensional reality and fifth dimensional healing. And if you're listening to me, you would like to move forward into that and let go of whatever is holding you back, whatever is keeping you from being in alignment with highest level, your highest level of being, your divine blueprint, your soul, and your soul's purpose. So this is all that we are working with here, is trying to help you move forward into that next step of your life, of your beingness. So when you're ready, you can close your hands and just relax. And okay, so before we start, we did have callers, and I guess we don't at this point. So I'm hoping that everybody's hearing me, because I don't know whether that's so or not. And so if you are not hearing me, I'm not getting any feedback, so I'm assuming that we're doing okay, and if we're not, this will be another one of those regrettable little failures that we've been having in the last few, a bunch of times. The last two have gone off very well, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we need to hear. I was all prepared to take calls, and there were two calls waiting, and then they both dropped off. So unfortunately, I have to recalibrate what I was talking about. You know, one of the things that I think I have spent time with Arian talking about has been, and working on, has been money and money issues. And I believe I have talked about this in other... What's going on? Really? Okay, well... We may be not getting anything. Okay. Now,
just tell people to hold on.
So I'm understanding that we're getting, my assistant here is telling me we aren't getting anything but music. So that might be the problem. Okay. So, so we're going to test. So we're going to try and see what happens. Keep talking. Well, it's hard to talk when we're both going a little strange. Okay. Yes, we are talking. You're not the host. Anyway, so as we go through this kind of chaos right now, I just take a deep breath and remind everybody that sometimes we do have a few little glitches in what we're doing. But what's important is that we move forward, we work on what's coming up. You know, I often find, I have a friend who spends a lot of time analyzing what comes up. Are you on? Can you hear me? Okay. Oh, is that you? That's you. All right, good. So we're on. Okay. So we can get off now. All right. We seem to be on whether or not people are there or not. So what I will talk about, now that we know that everything seems to be working, functioning, maybe not great, but it is functioning. As I said, I've been working with Arian on doing a number of things around money, and she's creating this book with me. She started to create the book, and I stepped in and said, oh, no, I can do a lot of work with you on this. And one of the things that I have talked about is some of the ways we think differently about money and how we interact with it when it doesn't become, so that it does not become the overarching motive for our lives. Because the fact is, money is very, very important. It has a great deal to do with every decision that you make in your life. For some people who are rich, that is not an issue at all. They have different kinds of money issues, such as where they're going to put their money and what kind of good they're going to do with it. Some people use their money to bludgeon other people metaphorically, using the power that money brings to push their agenda and make what they do, what they want happen. And other people choose to put it into foundations or helping the poor or helping less fortunate. Those are all choices that are very nice to have, which is that you have a choice, that you can do something with it. But for many people, money is not like that. Money is a something we absolutely need to have, and we make choices based on not whether we can or should, but whether we must. It's important to pay the rent. It's important to pay for your car if you need it. It's important to pay to get food on the table for your children. And so one of the things that I would like to talk about a little bit is where you deal with money and what is going on in your room of prosperity. I've been sitting here debating about what I want to talk about, but I want to talk about your room of prosperity and your room of survival, which are connected to each other. And they're down in your first chakra and your root chakra, and we're going to go there. So I'm actually going to do this. This is actually one of the exercises that will be in the new book, and I find that it's very useful. It really shows what's going on. So since there's nobody on, we'll just go through this, and you'll get an experience of what it's like to be in your room of prosperity and your room of survival. So if you are thinking about going to the room of prosperity, it's very simple. Just bring your attention down to your first chakra. You can even imagine taking an escalator all the way down to the base of your spine. That's your root chakra. And in that root chakra is where you are going to find your prosperity room, which is, not surprisingly, right next to the room of survival. So when you get off that escalator, you can go through a door and you are in your prosperity room. Now, take a few moments, take a deep breath, and take a few moments to attune to what this room is like. Is it feeling good? Is it comfortable? Is it light, airy? Does it have windows in it? Does it feel good being in there? Or are there sounds in there, discordant sounds? Is the room dark and dingy? Is there furniture in there, and what kind of furniture is there? Is it clean, new, well-maintained furniture, or is it broken down? Is there any lighting in there? You notice that I do not just describe visual things. I'm also describing sense things as well. You do not have to see anything to be aware of what's going on in that room. Do you like being in that room? Is it comfortable being there, or is it not comfortable? Is mostly everything great, but one or two things are really awful? Or is mostly everything bad? I don't know what is right or wrong, but I can tell you what you should pay attention to, how it feels, what it's like being in this room. Because obviously, if this is your room of prosperity and something's off, this is not a good place for you to be experiencing prosperity. And we use the root chakra, of course, because that's the survival chakra. That's the one which governs money, food, housing, clothing, survival issues, job, health. So next to that rim of prosperity, over to the side, maybe over to your left, there's a door, and that one goes into the room of survival. So open that door, and what's it like getting into this room? And I say that exactly because this room may be so full of stuff that you almost can't even get in, or it may be completely empty. It may definitely be full of junk or full of a lot of noise, and it may be a very uncomfortable place for you to be hanging out. Survival is a very uncomfortable place. Survival is one of those places, one of those things that makes people desperate. Do you feel desperate in this room of survival? Do you feel scared, overwhelmed, ready to run off? Do you feel like you can cope? Or is it just too immense? Is this room dark and dank, like down in this crummy little cellar? No way out. Do you feel like you're trapped in there? As you noticed, we took a door. We went through a door. We came into one room and went into another room. So there's a door. You can go in and out of this room. So you're not trapped. But pay attention to this. Because really and truly, if you're into total survival, you are really desperate. And that is really important to be able to keep yourself from being that way. Because when you are desperate, you don't have the opportunity to see things more clearly, to get a larger picture, to step back and take a deep breath. But we are going to do that right now. So the first thing to do is we need to clean up the room of survival. And so what I like to do is I like to call in angels to come in and clean up the room. And the first thing I like to do is I like to bring in a lot of light. And that might mean putting in a lot of windows in this room. Maybe one or two, but at least some windows so you can see out. Because, you know, when you're in a dark, dank cellar, it doesn't look like there's any way out. And if you put windows in, all of a sudden the panorama expands and your possibilities expand. You feel less so. What I'd like you to do is just ask these angels to put in windows. So put in lots of light so we can see what's there. And then, since I'm operating at the fifth dimension, I'd like to ask you to imagine a fifth dimensional wave, a present time wave, just washing through this whole room so that you are... So everything in this room is bathed with this whole sense of being right now, right here in the present. Now that's very important because I guarantee you that a lot of the survival stuff is very old. When I talked to Arian about it, she has a lot of programming about money from her parents who grew up in the Depression. And so that affects her. And so a lot of her choices have come from that programming. So when we have money choices based on the past, we need to bring them in the present. So right now, let that wave go through, and then let's just ask these helper angels to move out anything. Anything in that room is survival. That isn't really yours. Anything that you don't want anymore. I would say anything that isn't yours. It's all yours, but it's yours in the past, but not yours now. So just release it all. Move it all out of there. You know, it's really okay to take everything out and put new things in, because if you're going to survive at a different level, it's really better to start anew rather than using some of the old, bent, dirty, crunched up, dented utensils and tools you had before. You don't want to sit on an old, stinky, smelly, sprung couch when you'd rather have something a lot more posh and pleasant, something that's new, that smells nice, that feels good. So take a deep breath. I just did that, and it's really important. The breath's kind of clearing out. Even if you stood in the doorway and took a deep breath and breathed into the room and just imagined that breath helping to clear out everything that's really old. Be sure to get all the cobwebs and the spiders hanging there, and, you know, anything that's dirty or dank or spotted, or, you know, the old moldy carpet, clear it all out. Get it all out of there. And then it's really important to ask your higher self to put in a new set of survival rules, to really redecorate this room in a way that is more prosperous, that if you're going to be in survival, you are not going to be in desperation. And just imagine, just have these helper angels bring in some decorations, make this room look nice, so that when you are actually thinking about money, it actually can flow to you, that it's a comfortable place to be. And one of the things I often suggest putting into this room of survival is a little magnet. It's a big gold, not a little, it's a big gold nugget. And that is a money magnet. So that if you're in survival and you have this money magnet coming, causing money to come to you, you don't feel like you're quite in survival. You become more able to deal with things, more able to afford what you need to afford, more able to get what you need, more able to feel an equilibrium and not overwhelmed by the day-to-day choices you need to make around survival issues, food or medicine, money for the house, or going are starving. Those things, let's just let the money magnet, let this gold nugget magnetize to you everything that will make your life comfortable. And while that's going on in there, let's move into the room of prosperity and do exactly the same thing. That it's really important to clear out everything in the room that is not at present time, that is not here and now. You know, if you would like to be prosperous, lots of people have a desire to be prosperous, to be wealthy, and they hope that, or they wish they could do it. And one of the things that I'd say is, we would like you to be prosperous and do it from a place of right action. In other words, being prosperous does not mean being greedy. It does not mean stealing money and food out of someone else's mouth. It means being able to get whatever you want, to go beyond survival, to feel really good, to sit in the place and just feel prosperous in every way, and have that manifested in the world around you without hurting other people by doing right action. So in this case, again, ask the helper angels to put windows in this room if there are none. Bring a lot of light in here. Really fill this room with light, gold light. Radiate gold sunlight. You can even imagine the sun coming down and filling up this whole room with this magnetic, vibrant, high-level gold. And in doing so, anything that is not at that level just needs to be tossed out, cleaned out. Open the windows, toss it out of there. Doesn't belong anymore. If the couch is fine, but the chair is crappy, get rid of the crappy chair. Refurbish place in the level of prosperity that you would like to be in. You do not have to know what that is. You only simply have to feel prosperous. You only have to allow these angels and your higher self to put in a vibration level of prosperity, of joy, of happiness, of right action. All of those energies in this place. Imagine now sitting down on the couch, or if you have a couch or chair or whatever is in there, just feeling the prosperity flowing around you and through you and in you, and just being able to feel wonderful. This is what your birthright is. And in fact, that's true. Now, I imagine that there's going to be parts of you that are really objecting to that. But you know what? At this point, I'm just going to invite you to feel good about being in this room of prosperity and feeling really, really lovely. Take another deep breath and just really do this. Just enjoy it. Now, I am going, since we do not have any callers, and I'm going to finish this up. I will just shorten this talk this time. So, and hopefully next time we will do something better. We will have more people. And so I will invite you now to, you can be in this place of prosperity, or you can go back up into the center of your head. And you know, whenever you would like to feel prosperous, you can go down into this room of prosperity. You can even go into the room of survival and make sure that that gold is vibrating attraction to all of this money, all of this survival issues that need to be handled will be handled easily and effortlessly. And so I'm going to also say that you can listen to this at any time. This is a really good description of this process. If you would like to know other things that I'm doing, there's a whole bunch of them on my website, aruvatala.wordpress.com, and at Aryan's website, aryansaras.wordpress.com. I'm getting this information from her. So I want to thank you for letting me be here today. Oh, okay, so this is Aryan. One of the things that I want to say is that we're going to stop a little early, and again, we'll be back in 2 weeks. Next week, Dougie Flapp will be here at the same time. So we alternate. He does 1 week and I do the next. And I want to thank Kathy Stiston Echoes for being here. And so this is it for today. That's it. End episode.